WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. The Taliban is denying responsibility for a truck bomb explosion in Kabul, Afghanistan that killed at least 80 people this morning. Wall Street Journal reporter Jessica Donati was inside the blast zone.
Around the time of rush hour, when a lot of Afghan civilians were going to work at the foreign embassies and at the U.S. military headquarters, were on their way to work when we think it's a truck bomb detonated at the entrance to a fortified part of the city.
Several German diplomats are said to be among the more than 300 people injured in that blast. Maryland has filed an appeal of a federal judge's ruling that threatens to further hold up construction of the Purple Line. Attorney General Brian Frosch filed that appeal yesterday, challenging Judge Richard Leon's decision that there needs to be more study of potential Purple Line ridership before the project can move forward. Meanwhile, the judge has dismissed another issue that could have blocked the Purple Line, throwing out part of a lawsuit that claimed the environmental review was flawed. Montgomery County has settled its lawsuit over the long-delayed, over-budget Silver Spring Transit Center. The county has reportedly settled for $25 million in that suit against the builders and designers of the transit center. Montgomery County police are still trying to locate the family of a toddler dropped off over the weekend at a hospital. Sergeant Rebecca Innocenti says it was a babysitter who brought the child to Holy Cross Hospital.
The woman stated to medical personnel that she'd been asked by her sister to babysit this child in her home, and that was on the morning of May 27th, which was Saturday. When the sitter could not reach or locate her sister, that's when she brought the child to the hospital, and that was on Sunday, a day later.
Now police say they know who the child is, and they know who her family is. They have not yet, though, been able to reunite them. As the investigation continues into the fatal stabbing of a Bowie State University student days before graduation, young members of the NAACP are now calling on the University of Maryland to include student activists on a task force that's being formed.
The death of U.S. Army 2nd Lieutenant Richard Collins is being considered a possible hate crime. The white University of Maryland student charged in the attack was a member of a racist Facebook group. University President Wallace Lowe announced the task force last week to help, quote, combat hate and create a safe for campus. Students in the Protect UMD Coalition have criticized the university for not acting on their concerns. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Former NAACP President Ben Jealous is going to announce today that he is running for governor of Maryland next year. Jealous joins a growing list of potential Democratic challengers to popular Republican Governor Larry Hogan. Jealous would be the second Democrat to actually announce his candidacy, joining entrepreneur and author Alec Ross. So what the heck is covfefe? You may have to ask the president.
Apparently an incomplete idea that came out just after midnight last night. The president tweeting what appeared to be another jab at the media. And the word, if you can call it that, covfefe, apparently trying to write coverage, but the sentence was not finished. We're told the president took that down, but not before social media had a lot of fun with it.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,029, the Nasdaq at 6203. Sports, the Nats beat the Giants again. The O's lose to the Yankees. Nats outfielder Bryce Harper suspended for four games for the Monday afternoon brawl. WNBA, the Mystics, will host Connecticut at lunchtime today. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings in the mall continue. On 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Honestly?
Chris Plant is on.
I'd be very interested in knowing more about that.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
It's just extraordinary, isn't it? See?
Chris Plant.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
It's the Big Screen Store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a giant Samsung 75-inch TV plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $19.99.
Whoa! Let me say that again. A 75 and a 50 inch for just $19.99.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia boy, I'm so happy. Everything has been cleared now. Glebe Road near the Chain Bridge where we had that huge tree that had blocked everything until just a few moments ago. So you can use Glebe Road each direction. You can get onto Canal Road, so that's accessible for you. Southbound side, George Washington Parkway bunching up quickly here just south of 123. Report of an incident in that stretch. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway with lanes open, had the earlier accident southbound, south of 197, but very slow through that area. Making our travels to the Wilson Bridge, delays now begin before you hit Route 5, Branch Avenue. Part of that is because the delays had extended into Virginia. They've cleared out now into Virginia, where we had an earlier car fire near Van Doren, which is resolved. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should stay mainly dry over the next couple of days. Today will be the last mention of rainfall for the rest of the week. Temperatures going back above average. The average high is 80. Today, 84. Just isolated showers, thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly sunny for most of the day. Tonight, a chance of a shower, thunderstorm early, 63. A good-looking day tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine, 80. And a few clouds Friday, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMEL.
Right now, 62 in Manassas, 64 in Kensington, 66 degrees in Washington. The final reports are in on Fairfax County's Jeb Stuart High School name change debate. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Well, a very good morning to you. It is 7:07. It is Wednesday morning, and you're listening to WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us at 7:35 later this hour will be Ronald Kessler. He is an author. He's a lot of books out there. And he's going to talk to us about Comey and that fake Russian intelligence. Did he know it was fake? We'll find out. At 8:05, Baltimore Councilman Brandon Scott will be joining us. Youth violence in Baltimore is on the rise, and one way to combat it, a curfew. We're going to find out if that is a good idea. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm sitting alongside Vince Colonese.
Good morning. You know, there aren't a lot of new entrants, Mary, to the media space that get scoops frequently on especially things, granular things like White House changes and staff movements. But one site that is just kind of new to the scene but has done a lot of good stuff on this, I think, is Axios. And Alexi McCammon is the deputy news editor of Axios and joins us this morning. And Alexi, thanks, first of all, for joining us on Mornings on the Mall.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
I'd like to know a little bit about, you know, we, so many listeners, I mean, and viewers and readers, we see stories about pending White House shakeups literally all the time. Every single day, there's some new staff change coming, and 95% of them never or have thus far not materialized into actual changes. What is the one thing right now that you think that is like a sure thing? The thing that Axios is like, yeah, this staff change is coming to the White House.
So we actually just learned and reported this morning that Trump has been asking key Republicans for their opinions about two potential replacements for the White House Chief of Staff to replace Brian Priebus. And that's something that has sort of, as you mentioned, you know, been in the news for a while. There have been rumors about Priebus being replaced. But now that we've learned he's actually seeking out Republicans' opinions, which is kind of a departure from what he's done in the past, it seems that he is more serious about moving forward with this.
Okay,
and so he's considering Gary Cohn, his economic advisor, and David Urban, who is a Republican lobbyist, who previously helped him during the campaign as an advisor.
Right. What are Reince's deficiencies, if there are any, in the eyes of the president?
That's a good question. He hasn't necessarily said too many things about that, but he has recently been joking about making him the ambassador to Athens, which is a kind of curious thing. And there was a list that came back with the ambassadorship, and all the positions had potential names next to them except for the ambassador to Athens. So that has raised even more speculation that he's serious about getting rid of Brian Priebus.
Now, this is not necessarily, I know the media is playing this up as being, oh, this is discord in the White House, it's a terrible thing. But didn't Reagan do something very, very similar to this?
So there have definitely been, you know, White House shakeups in the past. I think that the palace intrigue is sort of heightened with Donald Trump, just because he has been such a curious, you know, candidate first and now an unconventional president to a lot of people. So I think that people, you know, it's kind of easy to forget in the past when there have been certain shakeups or staff changes. But I think what's a little different about this is that it's all happening so quickly, within the first, you know, 100 so days of his presidency. And he's kind of trying to challenge the status quo in everything he does, or at least that's how people are viewing it.
So while he was away on his foreign trip, it took a pause for everybody, for the most part, on domestic politics. He returns, and I believe Axios was one of the first to report that there's going to be a change in the communication strategy. Certainly the communications director left yesterday. That was first reported by your website. And then there's also other changes to the way that the White House is going to handle communications. What are they?
Yeah, definitely. So Sean Spicer will stay as press secretary, but he's going to be doing fewer on-camera briefings, even though, you know, he was on camera yesterday. They're slowly decreasing the amount of time he'll be doing those on-camera briefings. There will be more briefings continuing, but they will be on the record, but they will be off camera. And also his advisors and staff members are really trying to figure out ways for him to be on the road more, for Donald Trump to be on the road more, to have more of these campaign style rallies, to give him an opportunity to connect with his base, to be his own spokesperson, which, you know, is something he loves because he considers himself the most effective spokesperson for the White House.
Is he the most effective spokesperson for the White House?
He knows his thinking better than anyone else. So in terms of explaining his thought processes, yes. But I think that he's not, you know, the only person who works in the White House, so he needs a team of people to sort of be able to explain what's going on.
As a member of the press, I would love to hear more from the president, not less, for sure. So if that means more presidential press conferences, I'm in favor. One thing Kellyanne Conway mentioned yesterday, I think, was that they're sort of proud of how often they've gotten cabinet officials up to the podium, which I also think is a good trend of getting the heads of your agencies to instead field questions related to their subject matter expertise.
Right, and I think that's a great point. Sean Spicer, you know, has to know a wealth of things. He needs to know a little bit about everything, but he can't answer these policy specifics, especially in a time when, you know, the press is demanding very nuanced answers and policy details. It's better to have these cabinet officials come up and say, like, look, this is what's happening. This is how I can explain it. This is the effect that will come.
Alexa, yesterday you reported on what Sean Spicer mentioned in the press briefing, too, which is that the president interviewed two people as potential FBI directors to replace James Comey. Who are they? And they were both at the White House yesterday, correct?
Yes, they are. So the two people that he interviewed yesterday were John Pistol and Chris Wray.
Right.
And so John Pistol was a former deputy director of the FBI, and he was, you know, the number two, and he is sort of the person who has been considered to replace Comey with the highest level of experience within the FBI. And Chris Wray was a former assistant attorney general. So they both have relevant experience, you know, conducting various investigations into fraudulent situations, and I think that that's appealing to the president. But, you know, as we've seen with the past candidates who have dropped out of the consideration in the race for this FBI director position, there's really no telling what will happen with these two nominees.
Do you think with these changes, if they do go in the way that you think they're going to go, are we going to start see a tightening of the message, a more controlled message, and B, are we going to see a handle on the leaks?
It's clear that Trump and his administration are struggling to cope with these sort of burgeoning scandals and also a stalled agenda. I think that they really want to move forward and move on through healthcare and tax reform and all that good stuff. And you know, the bottom line is that it's going to be incredibly difficult to replace, you know, all these positions. It's going to be difficult to replace Michael Dubkey, let alone, you know, chief of staff and all these other things. So I think that while the goal is to tighten up the message and move forward with the agenda, it's going to maybe not be the quickest way to do that.
I mean, Alexi, if you look at the idea that they're thinking about bringing Corey Lewandowski into the fold to handle, like, rapid response, that doesn't suggest that they're constraining their messaging. It seems like they want to get more aggressive, probably.
So that's an interesting point. And it's similar with, you know, the news that we've learned that Steve Bannon is sort of back in action, right? He was kind of on the fringe. We thought he was going to be ousted. And now he is back and calling the shots. And he really wants to refocus Trump on these nationalist policies. And I think Lewandowski is similar in that he, you know, he's sort of a very contentious person who's ready to put up a fight. And he is someone that will make a lot of the veteran folks in the White House really concerned because of his attitude. But I think it's sort of part of this restructuring of the White House saying, look, we have all these scandals. We need to control these leaks. We need people who are killers, who will keep things under control.
Always fun to talk about a small office in the White House and whose job is staying and whose job is going. Alexi McCammond here this morning from Axios to join us to talk about that. Alexi, we hope you'll do it again. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right, you too. 7:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Glebe Road, Chainbridge Road. Lanes have been reopened. We had that shutdown of most of the rush hour here so far with the downed tree, but it's been removed. So now you can go in and out of Arlington Falls Church, Canal Road, and Georgetown. Yay. All right, let's get you Upper Marlboro, Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Man, jam solid to get past 301. Scene of the four-car crash, so we need a couple tow trucks there. So plan for a little extra time it's going to take to clear this. Again, inbound northbound 4, right near Showplace Arena after 301. On to the Beltway. Once you get there, if you're heading in through Largo and up to New Carrollton in good shape, then you have to slow down to College Park to Silver Spring. If you're heading to the Wilson Bridge, back near Route 5, Branch Avenue, 295 with the volume heading toward the Naval Research Lab, but lanes are reported open there. Virginia, 66. We're still pushing very slow through Manassas towards Centerville and Fair Oaks. And now it looks like in the backups, before you get to Business 234, crash just reported. So keep alert. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's take a look at that WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy early with peaks of sunshine expected late. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, a high of 84 degrees. A stray shower tonight or thunderstorm is possible. Some clouds, low 63 degrees. And then tomorrow it'll be sunny with a high around 80 degrees. Right now in the nation's capital, 66 degrees. It's 7:17 on WMAL.
Gentlemen, welcome to Fight Club.
Oh, yeah. I have always said that I would like to see our process in as far as lawmaking goes to be a little bit more like it is in other parts of the world. You know, in Europe, they'll sit there and they yell at each other and they boo each other down. They have those sticks and they hit them on the floor and everything as a way of approving. And they really get into it. And I said, we're way too nice.
I'm not sure which Asian parliament it is, but there's constantly videos of like brawls.
Yes, exactly.
That's how lawmaking gets done. Physicality.
Exactly. They will literally go at each other. Well, that is what is happening in Texas, or happened in Texas. There was a hearing on the sanctuary city thing, all right, because Texas is now going to be a state that will withhold funds from sanctuary cities. They made sanctuary cities illegal. Well, a whole bunch of pro-illegal immigrants groups, you know, pro-illegal alien groups, showed up, and they got in the gallery where you can sit and you can watch the proceedings. And of course, disrupted it because, God forbid, there's free speech. So they disrupted the whole thing. So a Republican, Matt Rinaldi, who is a Republican state representative, called ICE on the illegal immigrants who were protesting in the state capitol. So he's like, well, I'll show you. And he called ICE to report the illegals who were in the gallery at the state house protesting the proceedings.
It's unbelievable.
So the Democrats get mad. It turns into, and it all depends on who you talk to as to who threw the first punch. Punches were thrown, pushing and shoving. The Democrats, Republicans going added on the floor of the state Senate. Well, Matt Rinaldi, that representative who called ICE, posted on Facebook, today Representative Pancho Navarez threatened my life on the House floor after I called ICE on several illegal immigrants who held signs in the gallery which said, I am illegal and I am here to stay. So, well, when you do that, you can't be surprised in that setting that that happens. Several Democrats encouraged the protesters to disobey law enforcement. And then he went on to claim that another Democrat representative became violent to him. He said, when I told the Democrats I called ICE, Representative Ramon Romero physically assaulted me, and other Democrats were held back by colleagues. All right. So now Navarez who admits Pancho Navarez now admitted in an interview yesterday morning that he shoved around Rinaldi. He said, I did shove him around a little bit. I pushed him because he needed to get out of here. I got in his face and I put my hands on him. In another exchange, I said, we need to take this outside because it shouldn't get resolved here in front of all these people. Navarez said his colleagues heard Rinaldi say, well, I'm going to put a bullet in Navarez's head. But Rinaldi said in his statement that he made clear he would only use his gun in self-defense. So now Navarez is calling Rinaldi a racist because you always trot out the R, the scarlet R, and all holy hell has broken loose. And there is great video at the Daily Caller.
Well, thank you for that. The Daily Caller's got it. And, you know, I always find this interesting. How many times have we heard people say, how can all these illegal immigrants be showing up and demonstrating and nobody actually dealing with it? And how come nobody ever calls the immigration services? Well, it turns out this guy did. He was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call ICE. I'm going to let them know there are illegal immigrants here. Let's just take care of this. And that infuriated the Democrats. And then we had a fist fight in Texas. Of course, I'm kind of proud of Texas. You mentioned, you know, you want your legislating to be more aggressive and sort of occasionally physical if it's required. What happened in Texas? And Texas always leads the way on these questions.
I'm a firm believer that if it were entertaining, C-SPAN could be one of the most popular channels on the net, on television, right? And people would be more involved in the process if they thought it would be like a hockey game. You know what I mean? You go to a fight and a hockey game breaks out.
Yeah. So it would somebody gets like a hard check and they're in the penalty box, high sticking, you know, just another day in Congress.
Right. And listen, I'm not saying I want to see them punch each other. I kind of do. But because, you know, the Democrats aren't that good of a fighter, so they're kind of wimpy. So I just think people would be more involved in the process if they thought people were going to be yelling at each other and it was more interesting. I think it's very boring the way we do it with the rules and everybody's so polite. And you know, remember when Joe Wilson yelled at Eli? Everybody lost their mind.
It's so funny. I can't believe this. I hope in general that these guys don't get to fisticuffs, but occasionally it is amusing, yes.
Occasionally?
722 on WMAL.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Remember I told you my dentist retired, and so I went to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. I don't know about you, but I need to feel comfortable with someone who's going to be poking around in my mouth. And the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry made me feel right at home. Now, when I walked in, the waiting room wasn't jammed. There was one gentleman there who was waiting for his wife who was finishing up her nap. So when you hear me say that they let you control the pace of your appointment, it's true. They don't rush you because there's somebody else in the waiting room. They will talk to you about everything before they do it, and they make sure that you're okay with it. You control your appointment. They want you to be comfortable because they want you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. After all, that's their job. They want you to have a smile that you can be proud of, and they don't want you to wait to see them until you're in pain. So if you want a healthy smile, take my advice. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Want to undo McAuliffe's crooked liberal agenda? Don't count on Ed Gillespie. Ed Gillespie's an insider K Street lobbyist, losing candidate and failed party boss. Gillespie doesn't support President Trump, and Gillespie says towns have a right to be sanctuary cities, force transgender bathrooms, and take down Robert E. Lee. Ed Gillespie supports illegal alien amnesty, and Gillespie even said he'd veto a ban on late-term abortions. On our side, Corey Stewart. Corey Stewart for governor. Tax cutter. Tough on illegals. Pro jobs. Pro life. Pro Trump. Winner. 5 times in a blue county. Others promise. Corey Stewart gets it done.
I'm Corey Stewart. Ed Gillespie won't undo McAuliffe's crooked liberal agenda. I will. My record of cutting taxes and standing up to illegal aliens speaks for itself. I'm Corey Stewart, and I approve this ad.
Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight. The experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for governor.
Responsibility. It means contacting Miss Utility before you dig. It also means digging with care, That means no mechanized equipment within 18 inches of the marks. It doesn't mean skimming off a few inches. It means hand dig until the utility is fully exposed. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia 66. We are getting by, but the accident is at the end of the ramp coming off of the Prince William Parkway, 234, to merge onto 66. Now, I'm looking at this right now. Police there with two cars, so not too much activity, but that's now in the delays that begin just almost out of Gainesville. Bruce Centerville, Fair Oaks, it's been a long haul this morning through there. Also to the Wilson Bridge, we're still back near Route 5, Branch Avenue, but by the time you get to the bridge, you're good to go in through Alexandria. North on 295, off the Beltway toward the Naval Research Lab, slow. You get a little break, and then we're bunched up again to get onto the westbound freeway and across the 11th Street Bridge. Out of Upper Marlboro, Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, 4 cars involved in this crash. So a lot of activity. We are jammed 4 to get past 301 near Showplace Arena. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little bit drier and milder weather over the next few days. Clouds will break out and at least some sun today with a passing shower, thunderstorm, 84. Plenty of sunshine by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
66 degrees right now in the nation's capital, 726. Oh, yeah.
That sound familiar?
A lot of people like that sound. Some people like that sound a little too much, apparently, which is to say that video games can be very addictive, apparently. There's been a lot of studies on this, Mary, that have tried to establish it, but there's few answers so far. The question before us, posed in the Chicago Tribune, is, are video games addictive like drugs and gambling? Some who've struggled say yes. And this story centers around a young man named Adam who is he would creep downstairs in his family's house. He would go to their unfinished basement, and there, undetected in the early morning darkness, he would play video games all day long. And they write, it wasn't drugs, gambling, or pornography that dominated his thoughts and dreams, sapped his academic ambitions, and turned him into a deceitful recluse. It was video games. Again, it says this is an issue that requires further study, and that treatment specialists are basically uncommon. But they found that Adam, in his case, he had developed an obsession that he considered school a drag. He said every sports team he joined was abysmal, but the games that he was playing were providing structure to his life. That he felt like there was a defined set of goals and outcomes. So he became obsessed with it, and that's all he did.
This is totally real. I know someone who is obsessed and left college, had a scholarship, left college, can't function, is up all night. It's absolutely 100% an addiction. I don't know what you do.
A magnitude difference, though. It does produce dopamine levels, which video games can increase dopamine levels by 100 to 200%. Methamphetamine increases it by 1,400%, a lot more, but video games do have an effect. It is 7:28 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry here for EMP 180 Weight Loss, and you've been hearing about my progress since January 1st, and I have to say that losing weight, seeing, feeling progress every single week on the EMP 180 program has been such a fun and exciting journey. Now, that's not the norm when you're trying to lose weight, especially losing weight on your own, right? It's tough. So I'm happy to say, can I have a drum roll here? I hit my ideal empowered weight for me. I'm now an EMP graduate. All my numbers have aligned correctly. I'm down over 30 pounds. I did it. Now on to the second part of the empowered weight program, maintenance. I'm not worried because EMP 180 will never leave you. My body composition numbers are where they should be, and my metabolism is firing like a well-tuned engine. With EMP, I've got this. Do EMP 180 like I did. Get it done. Get to the healthy body you need. Call them today. EMP 180 Weight Loss. That's EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. 703-992-0620.
Your 1-800 1-800-GOT-JUNK-TEAM is now available until midnight, 7 days a week.
No extra charge.
We'll come whenever you need us.
No need to take off work.
Just tell us when you want us to be there.
And we'll come cheerfully.
Your junk will disappear. All you have to do is point. Spread the word. When junk needs to disappear,
just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
7 days a week until midnight.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Ron Kessler, who's written a lot of interesting books about intrigue within the Secret Service and so many other places. James Comey acted on false Russian intelligence. That's the story we've heard over the past few days. Ron Kessler will be here in just a moment to discuss. 7:30 now on WMAL, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Taliban this morning is denying responsibility for that suicide truck bomb attack in Kabul, Afghanistan.
80 people so far have been killed in this attack, 300 injured, but expect that number to continue to increase. We've been watching as it's ticked up quite rapidly. The bomb, considered to be a large vehicle packed with explosives, going off right during rush hour traffic where people were trying to get to work on one of Kabul's main roads.
Correspondent Ian Lee. Maryland has filed an appeal of a federal judge's ruling that threatens to further hold up construction of the Purple Line. Attorney General Brian Frosch filed that appeal yesterday, challenging Judge Richard Leon's decision that there needs to be more study of potential Purple Line ridership before the project can go forward. Montgomery County has agreed to settle its lawsuit against the contractors who designed and built the troubled Silver Spring Transit Center. The county will reportedly settle for $25 million in that suit filed over the long-delayed and way-over-budget transit center. Young members of the NAACP are calling on the University of Maryland to include student activists on a task force the school is forming after the murder of a Bowie State University student on the Maryland campus a couple of weeks ago. Police are investigating the death as a possible hate crime. The fight against mosquitoes has begun in Maryland. Officials say with the Zika virus still a major public health concern, it's important to stay on top of the mosquito eradication effort. So besides pesticide spraying, officials say they'll be working on eliminating potential breeding grounds for the insects. A shakeup in network TV news.
This is the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley.
Scott Pelley is out at CBS Evening News after 6 years in the anchor chair. CBS's newscast is a distant third to ABC and NBC in the evening news ratings, and despite some critical success, Pelley and the show were not able to close the gap. The 59-year-old will return full-time to the network's flagship news magazine, 60 Minutes. Pelley replaced Katie Couric in 2011 and has been with CBS for nearly three decades. No replacement has been named, but Anthony Mason has been filling in for him. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,029, the NASDAQ at 6203. Sports, the Nets win, the O's lose, WNBA, the Mystics host Connecticut today. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
My friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds just did it again. It's Larry O'Connor, and here's another reason why I continue to recommend Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie just sold Roger and Angela's home for $30,000 over the asking price in record time. They used their exclusive database of ready buyers. Sure, you can hire any agent and chances are they'll sell your home eventually. But here's the question. Can they get you a lot more money than you think is possible? It's all about what you put in your pocket when the home closes, right? That's why I only recommend my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. The Reynolds team's top performing home buyer system and their years of experience are critical to have on your side. Sarah and Debbie want to talk to you right now, so give them a call. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
This National Military Appreciation Month, University of Maryland University College salutes the members of our military who inspire us in their daily service. UMUC graduate and veteran Monique Wardrick is one such military hero. As a transportation entitlements counselor, Monique was motivated by her desire to provide a superior level of service to her fellow airmen. She worked with her superiors to develop an individualized relocation plan tailored to the needs of each transitioning airman. This personal approach helped ease the stress on her fellow airmen during times of life changes. It's actions like this that make a difference in people's lives, and for that, UMUC salutes Monique. Since 1947, serving the military has been in our DNA. Join us this month in sharing a story about a service member who made a positive impact in your life at hashtag Military Heroes. Read our hero stories at umuc.edu/militaryheroes. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
Achoo! It's the worst allergy season in years. Pollen and other allergens burrow deep into your area and oriental rugs. For a deep-down professional clean, you just need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. To learn more, go to joehadid.com.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, all lanes have been reopened on the Suitland Parkway, but boy, had the right lane blocked for a while heading inbound on the Suitland Parkway near Alabama Avenue with that broken down truck now out of the travel lanes. On the trip to the Wilson Bridge, we're back near Route 5, Branch Avenue. A lot of that volume goes to 295 toward the Naval Research Lab as well. On Pennsylvania Avenue, Route 4 cars involved. We have major delays getting into Upper Marlboro past 301. That's where we have the crash. It was along the left side at last check. That's near Showplace Arena, so you definitely need the extra time through there. 270, it's been about the volume. No incidents reported. 66, now I have a lot of activity with this crash as you head from 234 Prince William Parkway to merge onto 66 at the end of that exit ramp. Now look for VDOT crews and police at the scene of that crash. That's in the backups taking you to Centerville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little bit drier and milder weather over the next few days. Clouds will break out and at least some sun today with a passing shower, thunderstorm, 84. Plenty of sunshine by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Leesburg, 64 in Silver Spring, 66 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. 7:37 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Let's see. We continue to have a good show this morning. We got Baltimore Councilman Brandon Scott coming by at 8:05 to talk about the curfew in Baltimore. They've imposed a curfew on young people in Baltimore because crime's getting a little out of control there again. And we're going to talk about the merits of that curfew. Right now, you're joined by Vince Colonnais and Mary Walter, though, on this Wednesday morning.
And good morning. Joining us right now is Ronald Kessler. He is an author, very famous book, The First Family Detail. A lot of people have read that book. Ronald Kessler, good morning. Hey, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I wanted to talk to you about sources. CNN is reporting this, that the then FBI Director James Comey knew that a critical piece of information that related to Hillary Clinton's emails and that investigation, he knew that a critical piece of information was fake and that it was created by Russian intelligence. Do you know anything about that? Or was it fake that we know of? I don't know how CNN knows this. And why wouldn't he come forward and say that it was fake?
Well, it's not up to the FBI to address various press reports and information from all kinds of sources. And, you know, the rest of that CNN report was that because of that, and this is so convoluted, because of that, Comey decided to not prosecute Hillary and not involve the Justice Department in the decision, but rather he made the decision himself, which, you know, implies that he's such a wuss that he's so worried about public criticism that he would actually make a law enforcement decision based on that. Here's a guy who stood up to the Bush White House over the surveillance program, threatened to resign. He knew when he decided to not prosecute Hillary and hold a press conference and then later reopen the investigation that he would be criticized mercilessly from all sides, which he has been. So to come up with this claim that he made this decision based on some fear of public criticism is just absurd, and it's just an example of what Donald Trump would call fake news. I mean, it's just dishonest reporting by the media. I was on the Washington Post way back during Watergate years, and I can tell you the editors, Ben Bradley, for example, would never put up with this kind of shoddy journalism. Another example is the Washington Post ran a story about Jared Kushner saying that he's a person of interest in an FBI investigation. Well, anybody who knows anything about the FBI knows that the FBI does not use that term at all except in violent crime cases or kidnapping cases. There's no such term. Later, subsequent stories backed off that and started saying he's a focus, and then they're looking at him, and, well, I don't think they're doing anything. They haven't talked to him. The fact is these back-channel conversations are very common. There's just tremendous irresponsibility by the press.
Why have the rules of journalism changed?
Well, I think part of it is this desire to get views on internet sites. So anything you put out there is going to get more views and more unique visitors per month, and that's how the outlets make their money. But beyond that, I don't know. You know, there's certainly more to it than that. There's certainly no pushback by the press against this irresponsibility, it's incredible. Press ran a story about President Trump giving out one or two details about the effort to uncover the plot to put laptops on airliners with bombs, and was just totally denounced by the press. But meanwhile, after that story appeared, both NBC and ABC ran stories about it, disclosing far more details, not only to the Russians, but to the whole world. Nobody blinked when they did that.
Right.
A few years before that, AP ran a story revealing that the CIA had an asset who was also reporting on efforts to put bombs on airliners. Well, that was the end of that asset, and there was no legitimate journalistic reason to run that story. There was no abuse. There was no failure. It was just AP showing off for their own egos. And then when the Obama Justice Department started investigating to try to find the source of the leaks, instead of denouncing AP, the press ganged up on the Obama Justice Department for trying to find the leaks. And Eric Holder backed down and diminished the possibility that the Justice Department would find leaks in the future. So, you know, our lives are at stake in all these matters, and we're just victims of it all.
Right. It wasn't the president who gave up the fact that Israel was the source of the ISIS information. Do we have to wrap here? No? Let me just ask one more quick question. The CNN report, it says, to this day, Russia's trying to spread false information in the U.S. through elected officials, American intelligence, and law enforcement operatives. Do you believe that to be true, and does that color your perception of every one of these leaks?
I do. Was that just today? Or?
That was in the same report on James Comey. It was the final paragraph.
Yeah.
They say that Russians are trying to influence our American intelligence officials.
Yeah, well, good for you. I think that should have been the lead in that story because I think it is true. Absolutely. And that does account for a lot of this going on. It's part of a program that the Russians have always pursued to influence foreign countries, and certainly it's continue. You know, we saw that it happened during the campaign. Why would we think it would not continue now that Trump is president, in order to undermine him?
Ronald Kessler, thank you very much. You can find his book on Amazon, The First Family Detail. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
It's 7:44 on WMAL.
Here's an urgent message from Agora Financial.
Like it or not, marijuana legalization is sweeping the country. On Election Day, California, Nevada, and Massachusetts all roundly voted to legalize recreational marijuana use. And that means that very soon, dozens of tiny marijuana firm stocks could skyrocket by 100%, 300%, 500% or higher. This is your chance to turn a single $50 bill into an absolute fortune. But you need to get in ASAP. Shares could begin soaring soon. According to CNBC, now is the right time to bet big on marijuana, as the industry is poised to be gigantic, and Forbes is touting that hundreds of millions of dollars are pouring in. Go to profitfrompot.com to find out how you can legally stake a claim in the best of the best that the industry has to offer. If you don't, you'll probably regret it for the rest of your life. Go to profitfrompot.com now. That's profitfrompot.com.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic updates sponsored by Sun and Ski. Well, the delays, Virginia escalating, trying to get into Seven Corners. So if you normally use 50, I'd rethink, maybe divert, go over to 29 Washington Street through Falls Church. Here's the story on 50. Crews are not working on it yet, at least at last check. On 50, after you get through Seven Corners, as you come up to Patrick Henry Drive, the lights are short timing. That's right in front of the Home Depot area. And delays are intense just after the Beltway. Yep, it's very slow as you come in from Graham Road to get you in through to Seven Corners. Plan accordingly. On the Beltway, lanes reported open here, leaving Springfield toward Annandale. A little bit of stop and go. Again, toll road crossing the Legion Bridge. Out of Sterling, the accident southbound 28 right as you come up to the exit for the toll road to the shoulder, but still a lot of activity there. Out of Upper Marlboro, Route 4. Boy, you get hit hard here. Four-car crash. Cleanup continues. Inbound Route 4 right near Showplace Arena. Puts it after 301. The more patio you buy at Sun and Ski, the more you save. $50 for every $200 you spend. Shop more, save more during Sun and Ski's patio sale. It's in Chantilly, Falls Church, and Gaithersburg. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should stay mainly dry over the next couple of days. Today will be the last mention of rainfall for the rest of the week. Temperatures going back above average. The average high is 80. Today, 84. Just isolated showers, thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly sunny for most of the day. Tonight, a chance of a shower, thunderstorm early, 63. A good-looking day tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine, 80. And a few clouds Friday, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 66 degrees, 747. Now, the late John Glenn, of course, famous astronaut and U.S. Marine, his body was lying in a mortuary, and a senior mortuary employee, we've now found out, supposedly violated protocol by offering military officials that were inspecting the site to come see the body.
Oh, come on.
He was offering sneak peeks of the deceased astronaut, John Glenn's body, while it awaited burial. And that's according to an internal memo that was obtained by the Military Times. Dover Air Base senior mortuary employee William, I'm going to butcher this name, I'm going to apologize ahead of time, Zicharowski, twice asked military inspectors if they wanted to view the astronaut's body. Earlier this year, one anonymous military official told the Military Times that Zicharowski may have made that same offer to others. Quote, even after Mr. Zicharowski was counseled by his chain of command regarding the inappropriate nature of his earlier offer, he repeated it, reads a memo that was obtained by the Military Times. So this guy was like, hey, John Glenn, the famous astronaut, John Glenn, his body's lying right down the hall. Would you look, Mary, if somebody was like, hey, do you want to see?
If he were lying, like, with his uniform on, like he would be in a casket at a viewing and it's respectful, then I'm okay. Then I don't have as much of a problem with it. I don't think that there's anything untoward about that. If someone says, wow, great guy, I would love to pay my respects, that kind of thing, I don't have a problem with it. If he's, you know, sitting there lying naked on a sheet and is like, hey, want a peek? Then I think that I have a big problem with that.
Yeah, I'd like to say that I'd be like, no way, I would never do that. Totally improper. But there's a part of me that'd be like, it's literally the definition of morbid curiosity, where you're like, I'll take a look. If you can open the door, I'll take a peek. But the key is, you know, we have a lot of respect for the dead, and clearly, you know, John Glenn, an American hero. So this happened. By the way, the official whose name I keep butchering, he's defending himself. He's saying, look, there was impeccable care here. He was not disrespected in any way, shape, or form. He's insistent that, you know, nothing wrong was done. But clearly it's something the military is taking a look at. And I'm totally in favor of getting to the bottom of this because, you know, it's John Glenn. We have few heroes as great as John Glenn. That guy is an all-star, and he deserves to have his body well taken care of, I think.
Agree 100%, and unlike you, I would have a little bit more respect for that hero. Just saying.
The official said he was given no reason for the Inspector General investigation. I didn't know anything about John Glenn until last night at midnight, he added.
Doesn't it make you wonder, though, how many other dead people he has said, hey, want to take a look?
Yeah, how many viewing parties is he having? 750 on WMAL.
Godspeed, John Glenn.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
Today, if you're like me, you wear multiple hats and do not have time to tackle everything on your dreaded to-do list. For me, I'm a wife and mother. I cook the meals, clean the house, and do the laundry, all while juggling a full-time job. Luckily, my friend showed me an app called Tackle. That's T-A-K-L. It's an on-demand home services app that's made my life so much easier. Like today, I need to go to the grocery store, take the dog to the vet, help the kids with homework, and send my boss the updated report. Oh, that doctor's appointment is this afternoon? Today is a Tackle kind of day. Tackle is an amazing app that connects me with background-checked people who can help with all kinds of pre-priced small jobs and chores. Things like house cleaning, laundry, yard work, hauling off junk, and more. I can have a Tackle provider at my house in about an hour to help with my never-ending to-do list.
Text the keyword LIFE to 47400 to download the free Tackle app today. That's LIFE to 47400. Gonna be a good
day. Hey, what's your money up to? It's time to check in with the CNBC News Desk.
Good morning. Well, stock futures are pointing to a higher open on Wall Street today. Weekly mortgage applications fell by about 3.5% last week. Home shoppers aren't finding homes to buy as supply is tight. Refinances also fell, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. Watch shares of Michael Kors today. They're lower in pre-market trading after mixed quarterly results. Earnings beat, revenues missed forecast. The clothing and accessories is being challenged by discounting and sales were down 14%. JetBlue Airlines says passengers will be able to get on planes quicker with a new facial recognition system. The airline is partnering with Customs to test a camera that matches your face at the gate with your passport or visa photo. It'll be tested on flights between Boston and Aruba. With new rule changes to avoid ties, the National Spelling Bee starts this morning in National Harbor, Maryland. The finals are on Thursday night on ESPN. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life, even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor here in the DC area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaner Traffic Center.
All right, and in case you missed it, all lanes have been reopened on Glebe Road over near the Chain Bridge. So you can go each direction, tree gone. Let's get you onto Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Wish the four-car crash was cleared, but it's still in the clearing process. And boy, major delays. So if you head in through Upper Marlboro on Route 4 inbound, absolutely jam solid to get you past 301. Once you get up to Marlboro Pike, a lot of commuters are bailing out there. So that's a solid line at Marlboro Pike to get you up toward 301 Old Crane Highway. Now, around the Beltway, topside, 95 to George Avenue, pretty normal, 270. It's been about the volume southbound as you push through Urbana, off and on down toward the Capitol Beltway. And about the signal light issues, Virginia, still, as you head through Seven Corners, inbound 50, after you pass Route 7, get up to Patrick Henry Drive. That's where the signals are short timing, over near that Home Depot, so long lineup. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sloppy, beefy goodness.
Not a terrible commute in this morning. A lot of cloud around, a passing shower, maybe a thunderstorm. Looks like the best chance will be north. This afternoon, more of the same. Isolated showers, thunderstorms, and a warmer 84. Tonight, chance of a shower, thunderstorm early, then a few clouds, 63. Sun's back tomorrow, 80. A few clouds on Friday, low 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
66 degrees in the nation's capital, 7:57.
There's a reason that year after year, local home buyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are endless reasons to trust Frank. Listen, when you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate translates to results for his clients. Consider the story of Carol and Gary of Vienna. After settling in their dream retirement home in South Carolina, they knew they needed to sell their Virginia residence quickly. They looked to Frank to get the job done, and true to form, Frank delivered an offer in just one day for more than $6,000 over ask. Listen, there's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does the nation's leading authority on real estate, Barbara Corcoran, exclusively recommend Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel as well. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life. And it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Inova. Join the future of health.
When you genuinely care about the people you serve, their safety comes first. That's why Novec asks you to put safety first. Your life could depend on it. Novec recommends unplugging devices you're not using. Replace worn-out extension cords, too. Call 811 to locate any underground lines at least 2 days before you dig.
Novec wants everyone to be safe around electricity. From safety demonstrations to safety tips on our website, at Novec, it's always safety first.
I love my one-touch ultra meter. You're not getting me to change.
Harold is not big on change. He's had the same tie for 30 years. Stripes.
Well, you wouldn't really change. The one-touch brand makes the VariaFlex meter, so you'd just be upgrading to the latest technology.
Upgrade?
Yeah, technically upgrade isn't change, Harold.
The one-touch VariaFlex meter has color sort technology, which takes the guesswork out of your numbers by showing if results are in or out of range.
When it's time to upgrade, talk to your Walgreens pharmacist about getting the one-touch VariaFlex meter. And remember, one-touch test strips are available for the lowest copay on the most health plans.
You convinced me. I'll upgrade. Should I upgrade my look as well?
I think just the meter is fine.
Some health plans may have more than one test strip covered at the lowest copay.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
All right, here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Remember that guy out in Oregon who killed a couple guys who were being good Samaritans because he was on an anti-Muslim rant?
Yeah.
May not be as it appears, at least not how the left and the media is
more than it seems. Yeah, and then we've got Baltimore has instituted a curfew. We have 16-year-old kids carjacking a woman with a 7-week-old baby. The city says it's time.